Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Especially glad to say that our good friend Paul Mirsky is back on the show. Paul is a member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to 2008. He's Executive Vice President and Chief Economist for the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org, an organization that I'm very proud to be associated with and support, because they support independent community bankers who do more to help small businesses than any other folks in the world. And so I'm always glad to talk about the ICBA. Paul, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Paul, in the next segment, I want to talk about what you're tracking for Congress, in the new Congress. But before we go there, I would like to talk about some business that happened in the last Congress that at the end of the year that actually went against independent bankers, and that's the FDIC guarantee limit. It's got a name. Is it TAG?
That's correct.
Say what that means?
Transaction Account Guarantee Program.
Right. So a few years ago, 3 years ago or so, the FDIC went from, 100,000 guarantee of deposits to unlimited?
Right. For certain types of accounts, local government accounts, municipal accounts, business accounts that you don't earn any interest on.
Right.
Given the turmoil in the financial sector after the financial meltdown, if banks wanted to pay for additional insurance to have full coverage for certain depositors, small business owners that may
right.
have a, $500,000 a month payroll.
Right.
And expenses, they could have that completely insured.
Right.
It expired at the end of last year. We wanted to...
Now, hold on. Before you go any sure. further, tell us the reason why that was made available in the last 3 or 4 years.
Right. So one of the key concerns is not having too much deposit concentration in a handful of too big to fail institutions. You had the largest banks that got into trable and would have melted down, except
right.
for the massive intervention by the Federal Reserve and
right.
the Treasury and TARP and all of that. To kind of level the playing field so folks know that they could put their money in any bank and
mm-hmm.
have the FDIC insurance coverage, not just put their money in too big to fail banks.
Right.
It lends
stability to the deposit landscape, but when they took it away, it actually became a disadvantage to independent banks, didn't it?
Right. So you have to pay for either private insurance or other types of protection that's more costly. Or what you do see is larger accounts. Particularly government accounts, municipal accounts, local government, school boards, putting their money in the too-big-to-fail banks because they know that the government can't shut those down.
They won't because, in other words, the implied idea is that the big banks are safer than little banks, and so when this insurance went away, when the maximum insurance went away under this TAG program just a few weeks ago, It put independent banks at disadvantage. How is that convert that disadvantage for independent banks into what that does for small business customers?
Well, ideally, you want to do your banking with your local banker that knows your business, that has a personal relationship with you. So,
mm-hmm.
If you have too much deposit concentration in a handful of banks, and right now. You have four or five banks that have about half of all the deposits
right.
in the nation. And and that's very risky, and you don't have that cash, that liquidity available in local communities if it's all sent to money center banks, and they could lend that out overseas. They
right.
could do all kinds of things.
And so it sucks, it potentially sucks cash out of the community and prevents the independent community bank from having as much available to loan to small businesses. Is that right?
Bingo. Absolutely.
And that's the reason why we were fighting it, but we lost, unfortunately, didn't we?
Right. So community banks have other options to
right.
Protect that money and keep the money in the local communities. It's just not as cost efficient as
right.
the FDIC insurance.
This is another thing, folks, that the government did that, in my opinion, was disadvantaged to small businesses because it hurt one of our partners, independent community banks. They are our partners. And if you don't know that, you need to learn that, folks. I have. 20 Till, right back with Paul Mirsky. He's with ICBA. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.